You know, this is one of those topics that no one really wants to think about, but if you're a parent, a homeowner, married, or helping take care of aging parents, it's something that honestly deserves a little attention. I'm talking about estate planning. And before you tune out thinking it's complicated or expensive, that's actually why I want to mention trust and will. Trust and will makes estate planning feel way less intimidating than it sounds. They offer modern, attorney-designed wills and trusts that you can create online. And the process is surprisingly straightforward. In fact, you can create a will in as little as 30 minutes. That includes things like guardianship for your kids or pets, how your assets are distributed, and even healthcare directives. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your loved ones with Trust and Will, the most trusted name in online estate planning. Go to trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. That's trustandwill.com/future for 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
But first to the news that the remains of Liam Farrell are to be exhumed as the Gardaí continue their investigation into the 87-year-old's death in Leitrim just over 6 years ago now. And to discuss this latest development, I'm joined by Liam's son, Brendan. Brendan, you're very welcome. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Claire. Thank you very much.
We've spoken a number of times about this and about your campaign for justice and for a full investigation. How do you feel this morning?
Well, while it's yet to be confirmed to the family, Claire, as you can imagine, it's a very difficult step. We have called for it. We do feel that it would be a great step in the right direction in the advancement of the investigation and to give us a better insight into, you know, what happened that weekend.
Mm-hmm. But it's a very tough thing to have to go through. I know it gets you to where you want to be, or you hope that it does, but it must be a very, very hard thing for you to face.
Yeah, I don't think we've really, I suppose, because there's been so much happening over the last 6 years, 3 months since Dad passed, we haven't had time to even process it. So I don't really know how we'll feel until it actually happens. I think it's one thing talking about it, but then when it actually happens, I don't know what to expect. Because this is our dad. This is the amazing, big, strong man that everybody loved. And he was a great family man. And, you know, I'm standing or sitting here outside his house, Claire, and I cannot believe, I'm looking down at the road again, and I still cannot believe, you know, that this could ever happen, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, for you, and I know from our previous conversations that you and the rest of the family, you will not stop until you do everything that you can do to try and find out what happened on that night.
Absolutely, and we have to do it. And you know, I'm so thankful to the Serious Crimes Cold Case team, Claire, for their amazing work. They've hit the ground running. They're a wonderful, very passionate, talented team of experts, and we're so fortunate to have them. And I'm so thankful to the Justice Minister, Mr. Jim O'Callaghan, and the Garda Commissioner, Mr. Justin Kelly, for their work as well in Dad's case to get us to where we are, and to yourselves as well and the media across the country, because all we want to do is find out what happened, Dad. And the support we have got from the people of Rooski and across Ireland and even further afield has been amazing. And here's a man that lived a simple life, you know, worked in the meat factory, Claire, worked on the farm here. And he was a very active man right up until his passing. And he loved meeting people and good engagement, you know, a few sociable drinks. And that's all it was that night, you know, to go down for a few sociable drinks. And we just need to find out, you know, what happened to him, because the shock of finding him that day was just, it'll never leave us. It's like, even when every time I talk about it, and I always say this, it's like 5 minutes ago and the hairs go up in the back of your neck. And we miss him as one thing, but it's the shock of what we found that day as well, you know.
And the injustice, you know, that I know you feel around what happened in the aftermath, because you've never accepted that he died as a result of a heart attack, because the conclusion at the time was that there was no foul play. Isn't that right?
Yeah, so like, look, and that's understandable, you know, that, okay, he died of a heart attack. And I suppose the question that we would pose is, well, what led to the heart attack? And that's the big point for us, to find out what happened. And I suppose by having the body exhumed, it might give us a better insight into that.
Mm-hmm. Because you were, I sort of feel uncomfortable asking you to go through it again, but I'm aware that there may be people listening to this who don't know about Liam's story and about what happened on that night and what you found, and why it seemed to you so clearly obvious that your dad had been assaulted.
Yeah, so I suppose I had received the call from my sister, and on that Sunday afternoon, which was the day after, so on the Saturday night, the 11th of January 2020, he had done what he'd normally do, walk down to the village for the few wee drinks, and that's all it was, and the chat. And he had left in fine spirits, you know, and he was in great form, and the local taxi man said your father was flying by the car, did his big wave. He was always known for his massive posture, you know, and his stature, the way he walked, and people would note him for that. And he said he flew by the car. But the Sunday afternoon, my sister rang. She was after coming out to the house, which wasn't unusual. She would come out on a Sunday afternoon. I may be up perhaps a little later in the evening. And she was frantic, as you can imagine, on the phone. I rang 999 straight away, and then I rang my wife. She got there before me. I was working in Carrigan Shannon at the time in my driving school business, and I got there then a few minutes after that. And the scene that greeted me around the corner was just horrendous, and I wouldn't wish it on anybody. It was absolutely horrendous, and that's why we're looking for answers to what happened, Daddy. It's very hard to find the words, and it's very hard to relive it. And I wouldn't wish it on anybody, but the poor man was injured from head to toe, and I didn't recognize this man as my dad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought in my lifetime that this could ever happen. But the fact is, we found him in that state, and now we need to find out what led to that, what happened at the rear of the house, or what happened, you know, when he went by the local taxi man. And I suppose that's our appeal to people out there as well, that, you know, you may have seen something unusual that particular weekend, maybe never thought much about it, but maybe thinking about it now and the exposure that the case had got, it might bring somebody's memory back. And we'd ask them, if they have a little bit of information, no matter how big or how small, to please bring it to the Serious Crimes Cold Case team. They're an amazing team, and I can't speak highly enough about them. They're as passionate about this as we are. They've become part of the family now, you know, finding out what happened.
I was going to ask you about that, Brendan. Like, how much do you have to do with the GAR, the Serious Crime Review team? I mean, clearly they work independently, but do they keep you informed of everything that is happening?
Yeah, so we've had a number of meetings with them, and I have to say they're just, it's the relief of having them now has just takes so much pressure off us, because, you know, you have the top experts in there, and they really are so passionate about what they do. And that's taken a lot of pressure and weight off us, because mm-hmm. they're doing the job. I often thank them, and they say, well, don't thank us, this is our job. But I do have to thank them, because they're so passionate about the case, and they know the man Daddy was, and, you know, they got the feel of the man, and they said, the people they talk to, everybody's so many nice things to say about Dad. And you know, he was just a great man that led his life, and, you know, he paid his taxes, worked hard, and, you know, enjoyed family, enjoyed meeting people and going to mass, and, you know, he was a mass goer every day over to Barnacoola, and he'd go over to Knock, you know, and he'd go to Donegal, where himself and my late mum used to go, and he continued that tradition. So he was full of life. He had a great appreciation for life, Claire. I think told you one time before, it was, I think, from growing up in the 30s and 40s, you know, through the hard times, Dad had a great appreciation for life, and he loved everybody and everybody loved him. But yeah, we just got to find out, you know, just if there's anybody out there that might remember something from that weekend, if they could relate to the Serious Crimes Cold Case team, it would be just amazing, but, you know.
I think you said at the beginning there that you haven't had official confirmation that the exhumation is going ahead. But are you okay with that? I mean, you don't seem to be particularly upset that you haven't had that confirmation.
Ah, no, look, we're a long time at this now. We're 6 years, 3 months, and we know it's heading in the right direction. So we're quite content with that. And I think the fact that we have the top experts in Ireland, they're in the driving seat now, and that takes the pressure off us, because we know they're doing the job. And, you know, they're daddy's voice really now for us, you know.
Can I ask you about that pressure? Because I think a lot of us probably wouldn't understand what this is like and the toll that it can take when you're campaigning in the way that you have, and you're trying to keep people this, keep this, your dad's story in people's minds and keep it up the agenda and keep the pressure on. What has that been like for you and the family?
Yeah, it's, like, because it's your father, it's, you know, because it's your dad, it's a different, something different entirely. Like, people have said to me, oh, you've worked in broadcasting and it's easy for you. It's not. This is daddy. This is the man that reared us. This is the man I worked the fields with, you know, the farming, went places with, had great times with. And this is the man I talked to a couple of times a day. Mm-hmm. And he's the man that advised me, do you know? And it's just, oh my God, it's just like, how could this ever happen? You know, how could this ever happen, Daddy? Because he was so full of life there. He'd be heading off there this morning to Barnacoola to Mass, and he'd be delighted with the good morning and the day. You know, that was Dad, you know, just full of life. So it is very hard to even think this has happened. And even though you're in the middle of doing interviews and so on, it comes back to, we miss the conversations, I miss the phone calls, and I wish I was there to help him that night, you know.
Well, look, and I'd say there are times where you felt, when you were campaigning on this, that you were shouting into the wind a little bit, you know, when it was going on and nothing was happening.
Yeah, there was tough times, but, you know, I think something washed off from me from Dad. Dad was so positive. And he said to me a few months before he passed away, one day we were having a chat about something in the kitchen, and he said, you know, Brendan, life doesn't run in a straight line. And sometimes you get bends and curves and you got to go with them. And little did I know, within a few months, that's exactly what was going to happen to our family. You know, he was so positive that he would turn a negative into a positive. So when things weren't going well, he'd see the positive end on it. And I think that's what we did. We kind of, like a ploughman would do, he'd plough in a straight line. And that's what we're doing. We're ploughing in a straight line, you know. Yeah. But we have so many people to thank, including yourselves there, for your support along the way.
Well, listen, that's what we're here for, to provide the forum to you, Brendan. And I am conscious that this is going to be difficult for you and the family. Like, there is nothing easy about going through this exhumation, but we can hope, and let's take some of Liam's positivity. Let's hope that it gets you to the point where you get the answers that you and he so deserve.
Please God. Thank you, Claire.
Lovely to talk to you, Brendan. That's Brendan Farrell there.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.